Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, dear students, and welcome to yet another episode of You, Me, and Words, your favorite English learning podcast. I'm your host, Teacher Sam, and this is episode 201. I decided to title today's podcast episode, Are You Struggling Right Now? Because that's the question I want to delve into today. When I ask, are you struggling right now? I'm referring to the challenging times we're facing. It seems that waves of negativity and hardship are sweeping across the globe, occasionally pulling us into their current. To be perfectly honest with you, I've noticed a common thread in conversations lately. Friends remark in passing, oh my goodness, what exactly is going on in the world? There's a sentiment that so much is happening, it's almost impossible to stay informed about it all. Just the other day, one of my students shared with me about a discussion he had with his wife. They were disheartened, saying, my goodness, all we hear is bad news lately. By the way, when someone is disheartened, that person is feeling a bit down, a bit saddened. After listening to my students concerned, I reassured him, saying, you are absolutely right. There are indeed many gloomy situations around the world right now. Since we are mentioning the adjective gloomy here, let me share with you that we use this adjective when we want to describe the weather. If the weather is gloomy, it's gray. It's not sunny. It's a dull day. Not exactly a beach day, if you know what I mean. But see, we can also use that same adjective in reference to news. Lately, we've all been hearing quite a lot of gloomy news, and I guess it's easy to feel discouraged when everything around us may seem so dark. But I am genuinely here today to remind you that the light that shines within every single one of you simply has to continue to shine. That light we call hope. We simply can't lose hope. Let's pause here just for 1 second and do me a favor. Imagine you're on a long hike. If you have a good pair of shoes, you can walk for miles no matter how rough, difficult, tough the path gets. But if your shoes fall apart, every step becomes painful and you might not want to keep going. Hope is like those good shoes. It keeps you walking even when the road of life gets bumpy. You simply can't lose hope, even though it's really, really hard sometimes. In fact, I was scrolling through Instagram the other night and I came across a quote. I liked it so much that I had to save it to my phone. It said, if everything around you seems dark, look again. You may be the light. Let me read it again. Pay attention. If everything around you seems dark, look again. You may be the light. I read it several times the other night and I was thinking to myself, this is so relevant right now. This quote, these words are so relevant right now. When something is relevant, it is connected to something. I feel like this quote, these words are so relevant right now, precisely because of everything that's going on around us right now. I mean, if we all just choose to lose hope and become gloomy, then where would we be? How would we keep on going? It's kind of like going back to that example of your shoes and hiking. If you have a good pair of shoes, you can walk for miles, no matter how rough, difficult, tough the path gets. But if your shoes fall apart, every step becomes painful, and you might not want to keep going. Hope is like those good shoes. It keeps you walking, even when the road of life gets bumpy, even when the road of life gets gloomy. It's important not to lose those shoes. It's important not to lose that hope. Now, as you're listening to this, you might say, well, teacher, that's easier said than done. By saying that it's easier said than done, you are using an English idiomatic expression. So great job there. But also, what you really are saying is, hey, teacher, it's easy to say all of this, but it's difficult to do it. Believe me, I know. Even in terms of myself, I don't always have perfect days. I don't always have the most amazing energy going on. But one thing I truly, truly try my best to do is to look around and remind myself of everything that I do have. Even if what I have may not be what I wish I had or what I hoped I had, I try my best to constantly remind myself of how much worse everything could be. I guess in that sense, I am one of those possibly annoying people because I often get overly excited for the smallest, seemingly unimportant things. It's kind of like, oh, I wish I had a real fireplace. I don't have one right now, but hey, you know what? There are many beautiful fireplaces on YouTube, and I'll just turn one on my TV screen, and boom, something to be grateful for. I am giving you a silly example, but through this silly example, I am trying to share a deeper message. Even when things seem dark and dull around us, it's important not to lose hope. You might even ask, okay, well, what are some things I could do right now to get out of my funk, so to speak? When people are in a funk, people are struggling a little bit. Like I said earlier, it could be that there is an influx of negative news coming in every day, and we feel so overwhelmed. It affects our state of being. It affects the way we feel about ourselves. It affects the way we see the world around us, the future. So, how does one get out of this funk? One thing I would suggest is turning off your TV for a minute. Walk away from it. Take a break from it. By the way, I am not telling you to ignore what's going on around you. I am telling you that taking a little break from it sometimes isn't so bad for us. Perhaps take a walk, call up a friend, get coffee together, go for a walk together, have a conversation together. Distract your mind from all the negativity that we are being fed with every day. Take a break from it all. I can almost guarantee you that you'll feel better. Keep this in mind too. Our brain is still evolving. Our brain is not prepared for this constant income of information. No wonder people get overwhelmed. I completely understand why. So, what is the moral of today's podcast episode? It's okay to feel a bit overwhelmed at this very moment. Just make sure you don't get stuck in that place. Remember, for all you know, you might be the light that someone else needs. So keep your light and your hope shining. As always, thank you so much for listening. I will talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you.